Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn your kitchen into the heart of the home. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a recipe that's a true gem of the barbecue world, Oklahoma Joe's pulled pork. Whether you're a seasoned pitmaster or just starting out, this guide will help you master the art of making incredibly juicy and flavorful pulled pork. Now, before we fire up the grill, let's talk about what makes this recipe so special. It's all about the low and slow process, which transforms a humble pork shoulder into a tender, pull-apart delight that's bursting with flavor. Let's start with the essentials, the equipment. You'll need a smoker or a grill that can maintain a steady temperature between 225 to 250 degrees Fahrenheit. And don't forget a reliable meat thermometer. It's crucial for ensuring your pork is cooked to perfection. Speaking of perfection, temperature control is your best friend here. Aim to smoke your pork shoulder at 225 degrees if you have the time to spare. This slow cooking not only allows the fat to render beautifully, but also lets the connective tissues break down, making your pork incredibly tender. Now let's get to the exciting part. The ingredients. You'll need a 3 to 4 pound pork shoulder. And for the rub, I recommend mixing together brown sugar, smoked paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, salt, black pepper, and a touch of cayenne for some heat. Rub this mixture generously all over your pork to infuse it with those mouthwatering flavors. And of course, we can't forget the wood chips. Hickory is great for a strong traditional smoke, while applewood will give you a sweeter, milder flavor. The choice here can really personalize your pulled pork, so think about what flavors you love. Once your pork is seasoned and your smoker is ready, it's time to get cooking. Remember, low and slow is the way to go. Depending on the size of your shoulder, you might be looking at anywhere from 3 to 10 hours of cooking time. Keep an eye on that meat thermometer. The internal temperature should reach between 195 degrees Fahrenheit and 205 degrees Fahrenheit for perfect tenderness. After your pork is cooked, and this is crucial, let it rest for at least an hour. This allows the juices to redistribute, making the meat even juicier. Then grab your forks and pull that pork apart. It's going to be tender, juicy, and oh so delicious. There you have it, folks. Oklahoma Joe's pulled pork, a recipe that promises to impress at any barbecue. Serve it up with some coleslaw and baked beans for a truly unforgettable feast. And remember, whether you're cooking for a special occasion or just spicing up your weekend, the key to great barbecue is patience and passion. So take your time, enjoy the process, and share the delicious results. That's all for today on the Simple Recipe Box podcast. Join us next time as we continue to explore the joy of home cooking. Until then, keep those grills smoking and your hearts full. Happy cooking, everyone.